Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 7th of September 2024. Essence, sweet children, if your third eyes of knowledge remain constantly open, you will have goose pimples of happiness, and your mercury of happiness will stay constantly high. Question: what method should you use to explain to human beings, because their eyesight is very weak at this time? Answer: Baba says, make such large pictures for them that they can understand them from a distance. This picture of the globe, world cycle, should be very large. This is a mirror for the blind. Question: who become your helpers in cleansing the whole world? Answer: natural calamities become your helpers. You definitely need helpers to clean this unlimited world. Om Shanti. It is sung, you receive your inheritance, which is liberation in life, from the Father in a second. All others are in lives of bondage. This Trimurti and the picture of the world cycle are the main ones. These pictures should be very large. A big mirror is needed for the blind so that they can see very clearly, because everyone's eyesight at present is weak and they lack wisdom. The third eye is said to be the intellect. You now have happiness in your intellects. If some don't have goose pimples of happiness, it means that they do not remember Shiv Baba. Therefore, it would be said that their third eyes of knowledge have only opened a little and that they have blurred vision. The Father explains, you have to explain to others in short. Many big gatherings, etc., take place, and you children know that just one picture is actually enough to do service with. Even if you only have a picture of the globe, it doesn't matter. The Father explains to you the secrets of the drama, the tree, that is the Kalpa tree, and the cycle of 84 births. You receive this inheritance from the Father through Brahma. This is very clear. Everything is included in this picture, so there is no need for very many pictures. These two pictures should have very big writing. There should also be the writing on it: liberation in life is your birthright from God the Father before the coming destruction. Destruction also definitely has to take place. According to the drama plan, they will all understand this for themselves. There will be no need for you to explain anything. You receive this unlimited inheritance from the unlimited Father. You should remember this very clearly, but Maya makes you forget. Time continues to pass by. It is remembered that a lot of time has gone by. This refers to the present time. Only a short time now remains. Establishment is taking place anyway, and a short time is left before destruction. Even in this short time, only a little time remains. Just think about it. What will happen then? People don't awaken now, but they will continue to awaken later. Their eyes will continue to open. This doesn't refer to these physical eyes, but to the eye of the intellect. There isn't as much pleasure using small pictures. Large pictures should be made. Science also helps very much. Even the elements help in destruction. They give you so much help without your spending a penny. They cleanse everything for you. This is a completely dirty world. In Ajmer, they have a memorial of heaven. Here in Dilwala, there is the memorial of establishment, but they cannot understand anything. You have now become sensible. People say that they don't believe that destruction will take place, so this is why they are unable to understand it. There is a story about the boy who said that a lion had come. No one believed him. And then one day a lion came and ate all the cows. You too continue to say that this old world is about to end. A lot of time has gone by and only a little time remains. You children should have all of this knowledge in your intellects. It is the soul that imbibes everything. The soul of the Father has this knowledge. He gives you this knowledge too when he adopts a body. He definitely has this knowledge. Only then is he called knowledgeful God the Father. He knows the beginning, middle, and end of the whole world. He knows himself. And he also has the knowledge of how this world cycle turns. This is why the word knowledgeful in English is very good. He is the seed of the human world tree, and so he has all the knowledge. You know this number-wise according to the efforts you make. Shiv Baba is knowledgeful. This should remain in your intellects very well. It isn't that everyone is able to imbibe everything to the same extent. Although some take notes, they do not imbibe any of it at all. They write it down just for the sake of it. They wouldn't be able to prove it to anyone. They simply show it on paper. But what would paper do? No one will be able to understand with just paper. From this picture, people will be able to understand very well. This knowledge is the greatest of all, and so the writing should also be very big. When people see large pictures, they can understand that there is definitely some meaning in them. Establishment and destruction are also written. Establishment of the kingdom is your godfatherly birthright. Every child has a right to liberation in life. Everyone is in a life of bondage. So the intellects of you children should work on how we can take them from a life of bondage into liberation in life. You will first go to the land of peace and then to the land of happiness. The land of happiness is called liberation in life. Very large pictures should be specially made. These are the main pictures. If the writing is very big, people will say, "The BKs have made such large pictures, so there must definitely be some knowledge in them." So, if your large pictures are put up everywhere, people will ask, "What is this?" Tell them, "All of these large pictures have been made so that you can understand. It is written very clearly on them. They had the unlimited inheritance. It was a matter of only yesterday. They don't have it now because by taking 84 rebirths, they have come down. From being Satopradhan, everyone has become Tamopradhan. This is a play about this knowledge and that devotion of being worthy of worship and a worshipper. The whole play is made of half and half. So you need to have courage to make such large pictures. You also need to have an interest in doing service. You have to serve every corner of Delhi. Many people go to the fairs, etc., and these pictures will be very useful for you there. The tree murti and the cycle are the main ones. These are very good things. These are like a mirror in front of the blind. Blind ones have to be taught. It is souls that study, but when the organs of a soul are small, pictures, etc., are used to teach them. Then, when they grow up a little, they are shown a map of the world. That entire map then stays in their intellects. You now have this whole cycle of the drama in your intellects. There are so many religions, and you now know how they come down number-wise, and how they then go back. There is just the one original eternal deity religion, which is called heaven. By having yoga with the Father, souls will become pure from impure. The ancient yoga of Bharat is very well known. Yoga means remembrance. The Father says, "Remember me, the Father." He has to say this. A physical father does not have to say, "Remember me." Children automatically call out, "Baba, Mama," to their physical parents. Those are physical parents, whereas that one is the Parlokic one whose praise is sung. We receive a lot of happiness through your mercy. Only those who have sorrow sing this. There is no need to say this when in happiness. It is because they are in sorrow that they call out. You now understand that this is the mother and father. The father says, "Day by day I tell you very deep things. Did you know previously who is called the mother and father?" You now know that only he is called the father. You receive the inheritance from the father through Brahma. The mother is also needed because children have to be adopted. This would not be in anyone's intellect. So Baba repeatedly says, "Sweetest children, continue to remember the Father. You have received an aim, and so you can go anywhere. You can go abroad. Once you have done the 7 days course, that is enough. You have to claim the inheritance from the Father. It is only by having remembrance that souls will become pure, and then the masters of heaven. When you have this aim in your intellects, it then doesn't matter where you go. All of this knowledge of the Gita is in this badge. No one would need to ask, 'What do we have to do?' If you want to claim the inheritance from the Father, you definitely have to remember him. You have received this inheritance from the Father many times. The cycle of the drama continues to repeat. You study with the teacher countless times and then attain one status or another. While studying, your intellects remain in yoga with your teacher. Whether the examination is easy or difficult, it is the souls that study. This one soul is also studying. You have to remember your teacher and also your aim and objective. You also have to keep the world cycle in your intellects. Remember the father and the inheritance. You also have to imbibe divine virtues. The more you imbibe, the higher the status you will claim. If you continued to have very good remembrance, what need would there be to come here? However, you still come here. He is the highest father from whom you receive the unlimited inheritance, and so you should at least definitely come and meet him. Everyone goes back after receiving a mantra. You receive a very important mantra. You have all of this knowledge in your intellects very clearly. You children now understand that you must not waste too much time chasing after a perishable income. All of that will turn to dust. Does the Father want anything? Nothing at all. Whatever expenditure, etc. there is, it is for you. However, there isn't the expense of even a penny in this. He doesn't have to buy bombs or tanks, etc. for war. He doesn't have anything. While fighting, you are incognito to the rest of the world. Look what your war is like. This is known as the power of yoga. Everything is incognito. There is no need to kill anyone in this. You simply have to remember the Father. The death of all of them is fixed in the drama. Every 5,000 years, you study this in order to accumulate the power of yoga. Once your studies are completed, you will then have the reward in the new world. There are natural calamities for the destruction of the old world. It is remembered how they destroyed their own clan. That clan is so large. The whole of Europe is included in it. This Barrett is in a separate corner. Everything else will be destroyed. You children conquer the whole world with the power of yoga. You also have to become as pure as this Lakshmi and Narayan. There are no criminal eyes there. As you make further progress, you will have many visions. When you come close to your country, you can see the trees and so you become happy. We have now come close to our home. You too are now going home and will then go to the land of happiness. There is little time left. It has been such a long time since you said goodbye to heaven. Heaven is now coming close. Your intellects go up above. That is the incorporeal world, which is also called Brahmand. We are residents of that place. We have played our parts of 84 births here, and we are now going home. You children are all rounders. You are those who take the full 84 births from the beginning. Those who come later cannot be called all rounders. The Father has explained what the maximum number of births is and what the minimum number is. It can be as little as just one birth. At the end, everyone will go back home. The play has ended, the performance is over. The Father now explains, "Remember me and your final thoughts will lead you to your destination. you will then go to the supreme abode, to the Father. That is called the land of liberation, the land of peace, and then there is the land of happiness. This is the land of sorrow. Everyone comes down Satopradhan from up above, and then goes through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo. Even if someone only takes one birth, he will still go through these four stages. The Father sits here and explains to you children so well, but in spite of that, you don't remember him. You forget the Father. It is number wise. You children know that the Rosary of Rudra is created number wise according to your efforts. The Rosary of Rudra is of so many millions. That is the Rosary of the unlimited world. Prajapita Brahma has two surnames. Brahma becomes Vishnu, Vishnu becomes Brahma. Ravan comes after half the cycle. There is deityism and then Islamism. People remember Adam and Bibi and also paradise. Bharat was paradise, heaven. You children should have a lot of happiness. The unlimited Father, God, the highest on high, teaches you the highest on high study. You receive the highest on high status. The Father is the highest on high teacher. He is the teacher, and he will take you back with him. So he is also the Sat Guru. Why would you not remember such a father? Your mercury of happiness should remain high. However, this is a battlefield. Maya does not allow you to stay here. You repeatedly fall. The Father says, children, it is only by having remembrance that you will become conquerors of Maya. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana 1. Put into practice the things that the Father teaches you. Do not just note them down on paper. Before destruction takes place, from being in a life of bondage, attain the status of being liberated in life. 2. Do not waste too much time in chasing after a perishable income, because all of that is to turn to dust. Therefore, claim your unlimited inheritance from the unlimited Father, and also imbibe divine virtues. Blessing. May you be constantly victorious and gain victory over Maya's power with the power of yoga. The power of yoga and the power of this knowledge are the most elevated powers. Just as the power of science enables you to gain victory over darkness by bringing light, in the same way, the power of yoga enables you to gain victory over the power of Maya for all time. The power of yoga is such an elevated power that the power of Maya is nothing compared to it. Souls who have the power of yoga cannot be defeated by Maya, even in their dreams. They cannot have any weaknesses, even in their dreams. Such tilaks of victory are constantly present on your foreheads. Slogan: in order to claim number one, transform anything wasteful into powerful. Om Shanti.